Some neighbor children were staying with our family as their father was recovering from an unexpected heart attack. And the very first evening, a family that I'm not even aware if they had any spiritual tradition that they practiced, but the children were at table with us, and is our custom and the custom of many of you, the sign of the cross and the traditional bless us, O Lord, and the sign of the cross, to which the oldest of the children, who Ronnie may have been 10 at the time, simply said, "Are you guys Italian or something?" Cute. What we are is Catholic. That's what we are. Catholic. And Catholic means Christian. That's what it means. Yes, I know for those of you who were taught by the terrific sisters, the Sylvania Franciscans or the Notre Dames or the Ursulines, you know that Catholic really means universal. You know that. But the implication is Catholic means Christian. The one God has revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus is Lord, Savior, and Messiah, to which other people want to let me know they're Christian. The proper response is, so am I. That's what I am. That's what we are. As Catholics, we are Christian, and we are unapologetic about the relationship with Christ that we share and membership in his church. It's Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the icon of the Father, who so deeply desires for us to encounter him in the most personal of ways, not to be a concept about which we consider, but a living God whom we meet in a way that's as real as we are to one another right now, even though always mysterious. To bring about the fulfillment of that desire of a personal, intimate, real, loving, forgiving relationship with our God, even plumbing the depths, first to become like us in all things but sin, and then to give to us his very presence in the Eucharist, instituted at the Last Supper, which we remember and represent this evening. His very presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The very same Jesus in the upper room at the Last Supper is the very same Jesus that abides in the tabernacle, that makes himself available to us in the Holy Sacrament. We don't merely stop at learning about Jesus, knowing something about Jesus, considering Jesus, however pious and reverent, but we dare, as Catholics and as Christians, to believe that what he said, he meant, and what he meant, he said, in giving to us no less than his body and his blood, with the command that we are to do what he has done for us in remembrance of him. It is unmistakably clear that is to be a defining action in the life of the community. Those are his words. And we, imperfect, broken, limited, sinful, seek to take them to heart. In order for the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, his very presence, the real presence of Christ, to be made available in the sacrament, and these other encounters with God that are so profoundly grace-filled that they also bear special names as sacraments. Christ, in his love for his people, for his church, that's us, saw to it that some will receive a particular privilege, as unworthy as they always remain, to administer these sacraments, not to hoard them for selves, but to lavishly make available. And the ordained priesthood was established by Christ. His words also that we dare to take to heart as having meant. Every Holy Week, the priests gather with the bishop in every diocese or archdiocese in the world for what is called the Chrism Mass, the oils that were presented before the beginning of our prayer this evening were blessed earlier this week at Rosary Cathedral by Bishop Thomas and then disseminated to all 124 parishes for use beginning in this moment for a year's time when we'll do it all over again. During that special Chrism Mass, the priests themselves have a moment when they, at the Chrism Mass, they stand, and in front of their bishop, they express their resolve to do it again for another year. Now, we don't have an option to up for that year. But like in all things in life, it's so important to be able to state and to state again what we have promised to do when those promises are binding, when they're of God, when it's call that is issued and response that is made. And on my own prayer this week, I'm just feeling really moved just simply to ask you to pray with your priest here and for other priests whom you know. And I'm going to simply state that resolution in your presence as your priest and as your pastor, just confident and so immensely grateful for your prayers and your support of me and for all of those priests that you know. We're better together. That is a spiritual reality, for that is the community that Christ himself has established as his own. The Catholic Christian community. I resolve to renew in the presence of God's holy people the promises I once made. I resolve to be more united with the Lord Jesus and more closely conformed to him, denying myself and confirming those promises about sacred duties towards Christ's church, which, prompted by love of him, I willingly and I joyfully pledged on the day of my own priestly ordination. I resolve to be faithful in stewardship of the mysteries of God, in the Holy Eucharist, and in the other liturgical rites, and to discharge faithfully the sacred office of teaching, following the head, Christ, and shepherd, not seeking any gain, but moved only by zeal for souls. My dear friends, pray for me and pray for all of your priests, that the Lord may pour out his gifts abundantly upon us as unworthy as we are, and to keep us faithful as ministers of Christ, the High Priest, so that we may lead you to Him, who is the source of salvation. As a demonstration of this commitment and of our having been assembled as a community of faith, this prayer this evening includes an option for the washing of feet, symbolic of Jesus Himself, who made clear to His followers that this is about service and imitation. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, has given to us the opportunity to bring forth members of the community to participate in this ritual. And some have been invited this evening from the young church, who themselves have accepted an invitation to be of service to even younger ones who are preparing for the sacrament of confirmation. And as these high school teens come forward, who themselves are seeking to serve and imitate Jesus, I ask you to pray for them, to pray for their families, and to pray for all of the young people who face so many obstacles in this fallen world today, who hear so many competing voices that are ungodly. Pray that they may hear the voice of the High Priest, of the Shepherd Himself. Pray that they may respond obediently, wholeheartedly, and joyfully. And pray that they be the source of renewal for this parish and for the Church of Christ, that He so deeply desires them to be. So I invite our high school teens who are catechists with the Chosen Ones to come forward.